This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. Frankly, I'm notoriously bad at feeding my plants once I've planted them. So in that vein, I'm going to help you and me. Proven Winners, one of the top plant breeders in the country, says it's really important to feed your container plants. That makes sense. Their roots can only go so far and get so much out of the soil they're in. You know, I've always been an advocate for less is better when it comes to fertilizing, and I'm not alone. There is literally a burnout. So be careful. You're looking for three numbers on a fertilizer package: N, nitrogen; P, phosphorus; and K, potassium. I have deeper details on gardenbite.com. The next question is, what kind of fertilizer should I be using? There are three main kinds: water-soluble, slow-release, and controlled-release. The last one is the newest. They're similar to slow-release, but rather than working based on microbial activity in the soil, they're largely controlled directly by temperature. So if it's cool out, they don't release any fertilizer. Your plants don't need it. I'll have further details on these types of fertilizers on gardenbite.com. Choose your specific formulation based on how long your growing season is. In other words, annuals that will last for 4 months have no need for an 8-month fertilizer. Shrubs and perennials would benefit from the longer-term formulation. The fertilizer package should tell you how long the fertilizer will last. Heavier feeders would do well with a water-soluble fertilizer every couple of weeks. Finally, always read the label and go to gardenbite.com. Success starts in the soil, and there's no better blends than Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Mixes. From 100% composted manure to professional planting mixes, their Supreme Gardener's Mix to their container blends, you'll find the right mix for your garden with Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.